Thank you, Mr. President. Let me first express our deepest sympathy to the people of Afghanistan following the devastating earthquake. Ireland is providing emergency assistance. Mr. President, this urgent debate is needed. Since the Taliban took power in August 21, the world has witnessed an extraordinary erosion of the rights of Afghan women and girls. Their situation continues to deteriorate, and the international community has to respond. The Taliban's decrees discriminating against women grossly contradict international human rights law and violate the commitments they made to the Afghan people and the world. Afghanistan is now the only country in the world to prohibit girls' secondary education. The High Commissioner was right to state that we are now seeing the institutionalised, systematic oppression of women. We commend the bravery of women and girls in speaking out against restrictions on their rights, often at great risk. Women rights activists and human rights defenders are being killed, disappeared, attacked and detained incommunicado. Girls are at increased risk of trafficking for forced marriage, sexual exploitation and forced labour. It needs to be repeated that women and girls must be able to participate fully, meaningfully and equally in all public and private life, free from the threat of violence, reprisals and intimidation. Ireland will continue to stand up for all Afghan women, to highlight the grave injustices they are suffering and to amplify their voices. Thank you.